truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 30th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Don't have any real serious breaking headlines, so we'll skip that portion today. Our prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to acquire and become proficient in the use of primitive weapons, bow and arrows, crossbows, slingshots, spears, hatchets, knives, all those primitive weapons. There's still a place for them. They're fun, they're useful, not terribly expensive. And I think it's something I want to encourage all of you to become proficient in. They will always be around, by the way, always. This is Firearms Monday, the day I look forward to every week, where we speak for 2 hours about anything and everything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, firearms laws, training, and so forth. We have these discussions with my friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. His website is deserteagleshooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friend, and hopefully you had a very good weekend. We had a very warm one, but we had customers out both Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday was quite enjoyable because gentlemen that we put together a 204 Ruger for, brought his wife and daughter and son out and visited for a few hours, and we talked guns and spent some time on the range and everything. And his little four-year-old daughter, I tell you what, the young lady has got a very healthy respect for firearms. Is very educated in them. She calls them pow-pows. And dad's already planning her first 22 in the near future. And it was just an incredibly enjoyable weekend for us, and it seems they had a good time as well. And part of our discussion on it, because we originally met them at the gun show and discussing a problem he had with a bolt action 6.5 Creedmoor. And that's our tip of the week this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we carry, and you can find him in probably most of your local gun shops and everything, a product in the cleaning section known as copper. It'll either be under copper removal, copper remover, but it's a liquid cleaning product for your rifles and handguns. And part of the problem that was with his bolt action 6.5 was over time, and this goes back to the barrel manufacturing, some rough spots in the rifling process, he got a real good copper buildup off of the bullets in a couple of spots on that barrel, and it was really affecting the accuracy on the thing. And ladies and gentlemen, these products will run you about anywhere from $6 to $7 up for a 4-ounce bottle, and one 4-ounce bottle will last you a lifetime, unless of course you've got 30 or 40 guns and you do this once a year. But the product itself, I'll give you a quick explanation of how it works. It's a mild acid, and you clean your rifle or your handgun like normal, and then take a fresh patch and saturate it with this stuff and run it back and forth through the barrel, and you just really soak this thing down. You follow the instructions on the bottle. Normally it's 10 to 15 minute wait, and then you go back, and they say run a fresh patch through it from then on. I go ahead and take the one that's still saturated and run it back and forth 2 or 3 times and then change it out and go to a fresh patch. What you will find is when the patch comes out the first time, it's going to have a blue-green tint to it. And what that blue-green tint is the copper that is adhered to the barrel. And this chemical has loosened it and basically removed it, and you're cleaning it out of your barrel. You're getting all of that copper buildup off the rifling. And most, you know, 99.5% of the people don't have a borescope like we do here in the shop, so we can go inside and take a look and see how the barrel looks. So what I recommend is after you do that, then take Windex without ammonia. Any window cleaner, the Walmart store brand I find works perfectly. And this is also the same cleaner that we use when we break in the barrels when we're building them. It is window cleaner, Windex without ammonia. And take and saturate a patch for that. Scrub the barrel down, and I do that till the patch comes out looking like it went in. Leave that off to the side for a little bit, let the barrel air dry for a bit, and then I go back and do another application of the copper fouling remover. And this one I'll let it set 10 minutes and will not run the same patch through it. I'll run a fresh patch through it. If there's any blue-green on there, then I'll scrub that out, do the Windex again. And what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is you're removing all of this built-up copper in there, and it'll come up in layers on top of it. The reason I do it twice is if you're shooting straight copper-jacketed bullets, it's going to build up. But in our guns, we shoot not only jacketed bullets but cast bullets, which are lead bullets. And the lead is in contact with the rifling. So what can happen at times is that copper where the rough spot is in your barrel will pick up a little bit of lead. And in the cleaning process of doing it like this, you assure getting underneath the lead, getting that cleaned out, and getting any remainder of copper removed underneath it. Now, word of caution, word of warning. When you go to the range the very next time after doing this, do not expect your first round to be right on target, because you are going to have a squeaky, clean gun barrel. And without a minor amount of fouling in there, that bullet is going to just honk right on out there and go to the target, and it may be an inch or, you know, half inch, whatever, off of what your normal sighting would be. Don't worry about it. You're going to get a couple of three or four rounds through there, get the barrel warmed up and kind of dirty, and then you can go to your normal shooting and everything on this. With a squeaky clean barrel on that. Now, most of the time when we clean our guns and everything, we clean them very well, but since we do have copper that's left in there, we've already proven that, and maybe a little bit of lead, our accuracy is going to be what we call standard accuracy. You're going to know where it hits, and you're going to know how it performs. But in a squeaky clean barrel, that's going to be off a little bit, and I can guarantee that. So if you do this process, depending on how much you shoot, if you go out and put, 50 rounds a month through your rifle or your handgun, once a year on this is going to be great. You could probably even wait, you know, once every 2 years to do a copper fouling removal on it. If you shoot like we do, 50 rounds a weekend, very, very minimum. This weekend, good example, with different calibers we shot and everything else, we averaged about 100 to 150 rounds per gun downrange. So I go back and borescope mine and look at them, but Teresa's gotten on to me and say, hey, your customers don't have borescopes. You ought to do it the way you tell them. And I find perfect logic in my wife's reasoning. So I've set up a schedule rotating through time that about every 6 months I go through and really scrub these barrels out and check them. So what I'm recommending is next time that you're in your local gun shop or your big box store, look for these products, and it's copper fouling removal. Find it in different names and by different companies. And get you a bottle of that and plan an afternoon, maybe put on Mel Gibson's The Patriot or something like that, and get your gun cleaning gear out at the table and watch a movie and scrub your guns. Because it'll take a little bit of time, but you're adding life to the guns is what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. If it's left unattended to, it's just like in handguns, lead buildup, what we call lead fouling in the barrel. Once it starts the first time, it will build up a little bit, and the more you shoot, the more that buildup comes. Now, if you're alternating between lead bullets, cast bullets, and jacketed bullets, when you start shooting the jacketed bullets, it's going to start ironing that lead out into the rifling and into the grooves. And when it gets that, buildup is not really the word I'm looking for, but you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
When you get that much fouling in there, then you have to go to a very aggressive lead removal system. And I've got a formula that I have used since my brother taught it to me back in the late 60s. And it's a homebrew combination, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to look at my notes and everything to make sure of one item on it, because there was I had a typo in my notes. You know, if you ever heard of anybody getting a typo with a handwritten note, John, I'm the guy that can do it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. it happens when I'm talking to somebody about one thing and writing it down, and I write down what I'm thinking and not what I'm doing.
Okay.
I confuse myself sometimes. But my daughter used to tell me it was my alter ego getting in the way because it was jealous. And Amanda, you know, I look at Amanda and I'm like, okay, that's a new one for that. But this product, ladies and gentlemen, is two components, and you soak the barrel, and it does a marvelous job of removing lead. The most important thing, though, is once you're done with any lead removal, well, it goes with the copper fouling as well, but primarily with the lead, is you go back through the Windex, scrub that bore down, and put a light coat of oil on it, because one of the components is vinegar, white vinegar. White vinegar is an acid, and even on stainless steel barrels, it will continue to etch, and just like it's trying to remove lead, and all the lead's gone. So once you use these, you want to go through and really scrub that gun down, and most importantly, get a good coat of oil down through it. The one place that WD-40 really shines in your firearm maintenance is its ability to pull moisture out of pores. In fact, that's what the WD stands for, is water displacement, formula number 40. And I don't use WD-40 for lubricating my guns at all.
Good for you.
Whenever I do a copper, I use frog lube myself. But when I'm done cleaning either a copper removal or a lead removal, and I've run the Windex through one patch to clean it out, then I take and saturate a patch with WD-40, and I spray it down the barrel and all around the action around it, and run that patch through there, scrub it, let it soak for a little bit, and do that about three or four times. Not protecting the barrel, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm using is the formula of WD-40 to draw any of the cleaners out of the pores that may still be in that barrel. Problem is, if you think about the pores in metal, they're a microscopic dimple, let's put it that way, in the metal. And we're talking hundreds of thousandths of an inch. Electron microscope can find them, but practically nobody else can. And sometimes, and this goes with your shotguns, bird season, and everything else, is why I recommend it there, too, on a good cleaning. That moisture will get in the pores, or that cleaning solvent, lead removal, will get in those pores. And when we run a patch or something over the top, since the pore is a fixed bottom and everything, it may not draw that out. And if it's left in there, it can start a small pit, and the pit can grow and get worse, and over time you've got a cruddy-looking barrel. So after you go through the cleaning process, you run WD-40 through there simply to pull out the moisture, scrub it out, go back through with the Windex and everything to get all the WD-40 out. And the reason you do that is, what does WD-40 do with the water it removes, John? It absorbs it.
Uh-huh.
So the moisture is still in the WD-40. So when you clean it out and then you go back through with the Windex without ammonia, it removes the WD-40, the rest of the moisture and everything else, and then we put a light coat of oil on the bore and we're all good to go to put it back in the gun safe. So if you've got a favorite old rifle, I don't care if it's a Marlin 3030, Trapdoor Springfield, anything, I don't care what the gun is, if it's got a severe accuracy problem and you suspect, hey, I really haven't scrubbed this like this in a while, plan on doing it before hunting season, because we're getting up that time of year, John. We're closing out July. August and September, people are going to be going to the range and checking the sighting on their deer rifles and getting some practice in for the fall bird season or duck season or whatever. Now would be the time to sit there and do a real thorough cleaning, copper and lead removal, and be ready for the upcoming season.
Something that's been happening for many decades is a lot of men wait until the week before deer season, then bring their gun to the gunsmith.
Yep.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your...
More here on Monday, the 30th of July. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, Jimmy, as I said before the break, for decades, many men all over the country, thousands of them, they wait until a week before deer season, walk in the door of their gunsmith, and expect something to happen. We can depend on that, can't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very, very much so. And probably the biggest letdown that they have, not just their gunsmith, but that is also the time that most of them will look in there and go, oh, wow, I've only got 3 boxes of ammo, and I still have to go to the range and practice and check the gun out and have a barbecue with the guys, plan the hunting trip and everything else, and I guess I need to go get some ammo to find out that the only thing for 30-06 that might be available is a 130-grain bullet. John and I have talked about it quite often, and it bears repeating. It is best to keep a stockpile of ammunition, especially for your most common used guns, on hand all the time. And John's theory on it, which I find to be probably the very best if you have the money, is that if you have a particular brand of ammunition and weight that really performs well in your guns, buy case lot that way with the same lot number, and you'll be insured of the same consistent performance all the way through the time that you're using the ammo from that box or that case. Option is, okay, you don't have enough, you know, you don't have enough money stockpiled or stuck back to the side, or car breaks down and you've got to use some, you know, tuck away money, and you still need ammo. If you go to the store and you pick up, oh, let's go with the 308, 150 grain soft point bullets that a majority of people hunt with, if you look on the back side, there is going to be a lot number printed in there. And it'll typically start off with three alphabet letters, you know, A, B, C, and then a series of numbers. If you have only got enough to pick up five or six boxes this time around, pick up those five or six boxes, but make sure they're all the same lot number. And then that way you'll be insured of consistency, like we said before, whenever you grab that ammunition. Now, the caveat to that is next time that you go in to buy ammo, I tell people to clip the or write down on the back of a business card or something like that the lot number that they just bought, and put the date down when you bought it. And if the next time you go in to buy ammo, well, chances are that lot number is not going to be available anymore unless it was a palletized lot. And you look at your lot number that you had, and this is a whole new one. Well, what do? Well, you buy five or six of this lot number, whatever you're, you know, 10 of them, whatever you can afford at the time. And when you finish out the lot that you were working on, but to begin with, the very first rounds from this new lot, well, first off, go back, clean the gun very well. You don't want to have a full dirty gun when you do this. But go back and give it a good scrub down, everything else, and then take this new lot of ammo and verify your sight picture and your impact on it. Their reason for us using the same lot numbers and everything is there might be a slight variance in the humidity or temperature or something the day that they were manufacturing that, and that is going to affect how the, you know, the performance is. Most of the time it's 50, maybe 100 feet per second difference between the two different lots. But if you go from the one that you finished up and you take the time to do a three-shot minimum, preferably five-shot group at whatever your sight-in distance is, let's say 100 yards, and you compare the impact of that bullet, let's say that that bullet is, your group is in half an inch low. No, it's better yet. Let's say an inch and a half low than what your sight picture was with the old lot. Then you're going to adjust your sights for that and everything, because now with the new lot, you're going to be hitting lower. Could mean a slightly lower velocity on the ammunition than the boxes prior. Bottom of the hour break, John.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 30th of July. Month is quickly wrapping up here. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a huge banner in the middle of my homepage. Operation Classified. This will be here before you know it. Sponsored by John Wells. It's an event in Dallas, Texas, the 9th, 10th, and 11th November. I will be one of the speakers there. And I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. It'll be a fun event. I'll be talking to a gentleman today about attending. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I help people all over the planet who have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain. I help them to get relief, get their life back. People that aren't getting a great night's sleep to get a great night's sleep and get their lives back. It's a lot of fun doing this, and I'd be glad to help you also with an energy cleaner and, of course, a mattress pad to go with it. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. The patent application information, fascinating. Yep, excellent testimonials from people like Steve Whitman, for example, who I interviewed last Thursday. The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. And like I said before, be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I just got a major shipment in over the weekend, so everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check if you need to. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-313-DISREGARD. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Smart Firearms Monday, and we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And the call number, if you got a question or comment, anything related to firearms, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We've been covering the cleaning and everything else. Looks like our friend Brian, our listener that we were talking about last week between the AR-10 and the M14, believe he's found a nice one, and it is a really nice one. It's got aftermarket match barrel on it, and the price is just incredible. He had sent me another email over the weekend and was concerned about the wood stock on it affecting accuracy over time. And it was a run-of-the-mill production gun, Remington, Ruger, Navy, or I don't care who. Yeah, if the barrel wasn't free-floated in the stock, I would be very concerned of that over time. But in an M14 and your battle rifles, ladies and gentlemen, the effect that the wood is going to have over time on the stock is minimal. I won't say non-existent, but these rifles and everything are thought of and configured, ladies and gentlemen, to be used in any weather condition, to be dunked. In the case of the military, at a beach landing, they're going to be soaked up to their gills in water and taken ashore, dumped out. If they've got time, run a boar snake or a patch to it to dry out the inside, and then they're going to continue on with business as usual. So for everyday carry, your general hunting rifle, everything else, if you're going to use the M14 or any of the other military rifles, nothing to be concerned about, because the construction of the rifle, you have barrel bands and components that are touching the barrel anyway and are going to affect the harmonics of that barrel. So as long as it still has the original configuration, the changes that it makes to the harmonics are going to be consistent. So that means that your shooting is going to be as consistent as can be expected or wanted with a service rifle. So I hope that answers your question, Brian, and everything. That is one nice-looking piece of machinery. And I'd like to find out how it shoots after you get it home and you play with it a bit. But I don't know, John, that he brought it up that he's looking at the M14 as not only target rifle, but defense weapon, also hunting. And I started to say something to self on that, and it dawned on me, well, that's the same thing that we're doing here at Desert Eagle Shooters. We take what was a service rifle, and with different types of handguards, barrels, stock, and everything, we're making very fine hunting rifles out of them. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that SKS or that AK that you've got, with the proper ammunition, you don't want to use, in fact, in every state in the Union, I believe, full metal jacket bullets for hunting is prohibited. So, and even in the Thule ammo and the Brown Bear stuff for the AKs and the SKSs, they've got soft point ammunition that is just excellent in stopping power. over on our webpage, Kim put up a picture of our hog that we shot in the driveway. And I shot that with you know, Desert Eagle Arc, the 7.62 by 39 conversion for the AR-15. And when butchering and everything, the way the bullets held together and expanded and did everything that they were advertised to do, when Robert and I were pulling some of the, when Robert and his buddy that butchered it were pulling some of those bullet fragments out, he saved them and gave them to me. And it was amazing, the weight retention and the performance of that bullet, John. And the going through our platforms and everything and chronographing them, we found out that the standard deviation and velocities are incredibly consistent with this Russian ammo, which personally I find very, very interesting, because these factories that are turning this ammunition out are doing not hundreds of thousands, but millions of rounds of ammunition are being produced daily. And I don't know what kind of machines they run, John, but I would love to have a tour of that factory and just get some idea of how they keep everything so consistent in metering it all.
It would be an interesting tour. So, yep, it would be.
Yep, and sorry, I had to hit the mute button there for a second so I wouldn't cough in everybody's ear. But your ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, like we were saying earlier, get your stockpiles in now. And the other thing I was going to bring up on that, a friend of mine that I went to school with, so we're getting back there in dark ages, Ryan had a very unique system worked up. Now, not only was Brian a good friend in high school and everything, but he was also a trapper and a coyote hunter. And he worked as a bagger down at the Piggly Wiggly after school, and on put his money back, buying him a car and taking care of his own car and everything else. But he also stuck back for ammunition. But there's two ways of doing this. One is to save the money back, and then when you got enough, go down and buy a case or however many rounds you're going to buy. And then the other one is that take that allocation and go ahead and buy the ammunition then and store it back. So in his process, he called it his ammo savings account. And I thought, okay, you know, that would be something to pass on to our listeners. Yeah, the cost of ammunition, and it fluctuates, but most of the time it just stays high. We do find sales occasionally and stuff like that. But if you're wanting to stockpile ammunition and you're on a limited budget, then let's do the way he did. Whenever you set back that much money for a box of ammunition or a couple of boxes or whatever it is you're going to buy, instead of putting that money aside and letting it build up, because you know he's going to get tapped sooner or later for something, go ahead and buy your ammunition now and just stockpile it away. Put it in your savings account, ammo cans, whatever it is you want to use. Oh, on that same note, John, made an interesting discovery at our local Harbor Freight yesterday.
And what was that, my friend?
Well, we'd gone in there to pick up a new numbered drill bit set, and they had their regular steel ammo cans in there on sale, so I grabbed a couple of those. But when I was picking them up, one of the salespeople says, "Have you seen the new heavy-duty ammo can?" And I'm like, no. And they took me over and showed it to it. Now, John, everybody that goes to Harbor Freight is probably fairly familiar with their small, I call them a clone of the 30 cal can. They're about 3.5 inches wide, about 9.5 inches tall, and about 12 inches long, the hinge on the short of the long side, so it opens up. Sides, if they're still military, will say 30 caliber ammunition. But the little plastic, quote-unquote, ammo can that Harbor Freight sells is great for 22 and 22 bulk packs and everything. But because of the width and the length of it, it's almost impossible to put any kind of boxed handgun or rifle ammunition in and get more than just like maybe four boxes in there or whatever of the rifle ammunition, 20-count boxes. And handgun ammunition, depending on what it is, it's kind of difficult to get even three 50-round boxes in them. So it's a great concept, just a little bit small. This new one that the guy showed me, John, $9.99, and it's 14 by 7 by 11.
That's a good size box.
Internal tray on. Yes, it is. It's got an internal tray on it, but what is neat is around the handle on the top, it's got a flip-up lid that has a very shallow, about 3/4 of an inch deep, tray that goes all the way around the handle. And I was looking at that and I'm like, man, for cleaning patches and for things that I quickly grab or need on a moment's notice on the range and everything, that would be perfect. So if you're out running around today, ladies and gentlemen, and you're near Harbor Freight and you might need a couple of new ammo cans, go in and take a look at this thing. It is very impressive. It's light. The type of plastic it's made out of, or polymer, I don't know. But it's a very, very light box to start off with, which is a good point. You have a heavy, heavy box, well, like the regular steel ammo cans. They weigh about 1.25 pounds just by themselves. So depending on what ammunition or whatever else that you put in there, you're just have an extra pound on there that maybe could be used someplace else. But these new ones, John, I picked up three of them, and I'm going to put some 458 SOCOM in one of them and look at what other. I've got a couple of bulk deals of ammunition I really need to get into boxes. So that's something for you to look at, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out and about, is to drop by your Harbor Freight and look at this new ammo box that they've got. Just the shape and the design of it, John, it tells me it's going to be pretty much a winner. And let's see, what else is new this weekend that came up? The 6.5 Creedmoor that we sent you pictures of went to a new home this weekend.
Good.
So we were chucking up another barrel last night, and today we'll get on putting a couple more of those together. Got a couple of new orders in from customers. Had another customer come out with a rifle that we've looked at before. And ladies and gentlemen, John and I have talked about it several times, even in the AR platform. Cheap is not always better. Inexpensive is worse. That's a little pun between, joke between Teresa and myself. But this rifle, John, should have never left the factory. And he's had this rifle, I believe, now about 3 years. And he bought it on a whim because he didn't have an AR, and they just come off the big scare. Prices were coming down, and this one was sitting there. It looked nice, and so he picked it up and didn't shoot that particular gun for several months, he told me. And then when he did, he loaded up the magazines on it, and he was going to sight it in and everything. And while he was slow firing, sighting it in and everything, it did just like it was supposed to. Fed, extracted, shot fairly well, everything else. he got to where he was going to do some, you know, 100-yard shooting and get into the rifleman's cadence on his round count. And third round, it left the case in the chamber. The extractor literally pulled the head off of it, and he had to get a cleaning rod, dump it out. He looked the gun over, couldn't find anything wrong with it. Nothing overly wrong with the piece of brass. So he put the mag back in and sat down to commence the shooting again. And about 5 or 6 rounds, and left one in the chamber, and pulled the head off of it.
Hold that thought. We have a break here. We'll call numbers 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of July. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Anyway, what we were saying about this particular rifle, ladies and gentlemen, he was frustrated with it, put it back in the gun safe. Every few months or something, when they were going to the range, he might pull it out and take it, and the same thing would happen every time. Of course, the place that he bought it from did not want to, it's got to be operator error, the type of ammo you're using, anything but the gun. And we met him at a gun show down in Carlsbad and talked to him, and he brought it out. Ladies and gentlemen, when I borescoped the chamber on that, John, they had run the short reamer in and made the chamber for that and everything, but they never finished the chambering process for running the finish reamer. And the inside of that chamber had machining rings and cuts from one end to the other. So what was happening, since the barrel and action and everything are cold, ladies and gentlemen, he puts a mag in there, picks up the first round, fires it, it ejects, it puts another round in, and he fires it again, and it warms up that chamber and that barrel a bit more, and somewhere between the third and the fifth round, the way he described it to me, ladies and gentlemen, when he fires that round, that barrel, the chamber is already warm. When the bolt came forward, it forced the round into the chamber, pulls the trigger, gun goes off, the heat builds up again, and now all of those little marks, those machining marks that were in that chamber, because when the barrel heats up, the chamber actually gets a bit smaller, it just gripped that case, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. And so we worked on it a bit with him and everything. We went in and kind of re-reamed the chamber a bit and polished it up. So we think we've got him up and running to where it'll be good now. And but like I said, John, it was just an all-around great weekend for us. And I'm hoping that our listeners and everything had a great weekend, and you as well. And in the second hour, we're going to talk about some legal stuff that has come around.
And look forward to that. We need some updates on what's going on with all that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a couple of circuit court rulings and everything that not only are surprising as to the ruling, but more surprising is which court they came out of. So we'll talk about that and everything next hour, and finishing up here on the cleaning and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have any questions on your cleaning, on your guns, or problems you might have, please feel free to drop us an email.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle.